I'm Zena, I'm an addict. My sponsor said to me, if anybody asks you to do a chair, always say yes, service is good. So that's why I said yes. And I want to say that I'm very nervous. I'll start with this because it's quite significant for me. I've been 11 years in the fellowship. I'm 6.5 years clean and I'm a year with a program. And I wanted to say that because it's significant for me. Because I didn't share for 10 years in recovery in the fellowship. And it's only been the last year with me through working the program that I've started sharing. And another thing that really helps me to share is sharing for that newcomer. Okay, my first 10 years, 4.5 years in recovery, I was in and out. I relapsed quite a lot, couldn't get it, didn't understand any of it. I'd listen, but just couldn't comprehend it. The next 6 years, I couldn't read and write when I came into the fellowship. And the next 6 years, I went and studied, and I put my college and uni first before my recovery. And I stayed clean through that 6 years. And I believe I stayed clean through that because I was focused on my course, which was quite a meaty course. So it was quite, part-time work, full-time college. It was full on. And I said to myself when I graduated, that when I came back to London, that I would, work a program. Before I've only half-heartedly done it, I've got up to step three, I'd pray in my head, I'd do a gratitude list in my head, I'd do a bit of service, I'd flip from one meeting to the next meeting and just felt plodding on really, just thinking, is this it? Is this what it's all about? Not really happy. In my use, and I felt irritable, restless, discontent, just didn't want to be in my own skin, a lot of self-hatred. And I felt that in recovery as well without a program. So I finished my college course and I came back to London, and the first thing I done was I got myself a sponsor. And I started working through the steps. And I got given these suggestions, which was pray morning and night, gratitude list, read literature, ring my sponsor and find myself a home group and ring two newcomers. Found myself a home group, which was really significant again for me in my recovery. Because like I said, I flitted from one meeting to the next and nobody knew me. I didn't open my mouth. I always thought I'm quite a private person. I don't want people knowing what I'm doing because I came from a place where everybody knew what I was doing. And I started doing these suggestions and I started working through my program. I always blamed, I always blamed everybody else for the way I was, for why I used, for things that had happened, for stuff that I'd done to other people. And that's not true. Today, I have to take responsibility for that. And I do. Two things that are really important to me right now, today, in my recovery is God and thinking of other people. Carrying a message of hope, being of service, sponsoring people, giving freely what's been given to me and passing it down, and hopefully in turn they will pass it down again. That is so important to me. It's vital for my recovery to do that. And these actions that I do on a daily basis, my suggestions, and I have a fantastic day. It really starts me off on a good day. I lost my dad 2 months ago. And for a couple of weeks, when I came back to London, I was sort of there with my dad through the 8 months, but the last month I went back home to Liverpool and I spent the month with my dad, and we talked, and you know, I was very lucky that I could make amends to him. I could talk to him, and he was still, you know, he could hear me and he was there. And like I said, I lost him 2 months ago, and I came back to London, and I felt like I'd gone backwards. I felt all that irritable, discontent, didn't want to be in my skin, didn't want to be anywhere near myself. And I just felt, oh, I haven't got a program, I'm not working it, you know, why am I feeling like this? You know, there was grief in it, there was a lot of self-pity in it as well, self-centeredness. And I found my sponsor up, and he reeled me back in. And he said, you know, you need to step up your program, you know, ring some newcomers. And I said, well, I've already done my suggestions. He says, you need to do a bit more. So I'd done that, and I can't believe that, you know, I just can't believe that I'm not feeling the way I did about a month ago. It's unbelievable, it really is. I feel a lot more confident in myself. You know, I never thought I'd be sat up here talking, never in any meeting. You know, and eye contact, I couldn't look at anybody. You know, when I first came round, you know, I got a tea commitment, and everybody used to come in and say hello, and I'd just go, And people would think, right, I was right miserable, but I just didn't know how to interact with people, how to be, because, you know, I came from a place where acrophobic, you know, stuck in a prison in my own body. Today, that's not true. You know, my life's turned around 100%, and it gets better each day. And I, if there's any newcomers around, you know, get on the program. You know, it's about action. You need to put the action in. You know, I didn't for many years, but I wouldn't suggest that to anybody. Yeah, I have a God in my life, and I'm continually progressing with that, where I read spiritual books, I listen to spiritual tapes, you know, just to get closer, you know, because I can get sort of bored and just, you know, get down on my knees and say thank you for a clean and sober day, and you know, and I get bored of that, and I need to talk like I talk to my sponsor. And, you know, I meditate. But yeah, ultimately for me, it's God and you know, thinking of other people, taking it out of myself. And it's a real pleasure to do that. And thank you for asking me to do the chair. Thank you. Thank you.